Good morning. Here's some of the news for Thursday, April 14th, 2016. Last night in Washington Square Park, tens of thousands of people gathered for a Bernie Sanders rally. People held signs which said, "The People's Choice, Bernie Sanders. Voters want integrity." Someone held a parody of American Gothic picturing Bernie and his wife Jane Sanders.
This is what democracy looks like.
Tim Robbins fired up the crowd. He said, "We have been fed a steady stream of propaganda that furthers the establishment's narrative.
That Hillary is the presumptive nominee. This narrative is strong and persuasive. It has been promulgated for months by CNN, by the New York Times, and by oh so many in the mainstream media. Now, if we had gotten in line, there wouldn't be a problem, would there? The media and the ghosts of the DLC would have had their way, and government would carry on as it has for the last 30 years. Establishment figures would get elected and re-elected without any accountability for their bad decisions. Outsider candidates like Bernie Sanders would be marginalized and tolerated for a few primaries before falling in line with the Democratic Party power structure. But the DNC and the Clintons have got a big problem. Times have changed."
Arab American activist Linda Sarsour takes the stage to say she supports Bernie Sanders because he is unbought and unsold.
"I'm supporting Bernie Sanders because he's not taking money from super PACs and corporations. He works for the people. I'm supporting Bernie Sanders because he's saying the same things he was saying 40 years ago today. Sisters and brothers, New York City, I'm talking to you and I'm keeping it real. The pundits, the pollsters, the establishment has already counted you out before you went to the polls. We have a political statement to make in New York City because New York City stands with labor. We stand with women. We stand with immigrants and Muslims, and Black Lives Matter."
Bernie Sanders says the only way to take on corporate media is when millions stand up. And he says New York is a tough race for them.
"In that we are taking on someone who obviously was a United States Senator here for 8 years. And we have a system here in New York where independents can't get involved in the Democratic primary, where young people who have not previously registered and want to register today just can't do it. So this is going to be a tough primary for us. But you know what I think? When I look out at the thousands of people who are here tonight, the thousands of people we saw in Buffalo and Syracuse and Rochester, I think we've got a surprise for the establishment."
According to Sanders, if there is a large voter turnout on Tuesday, they're going to win. In other news, the sentencing of NYPD officer Peter Liang for manslaughter in the death of 28-year-old Akai Gurley was supposed to be today, but Judge Danny Chun announced a one-week delay of the sentencing hearing. This comes as Liang's defense team makes a third attempt at a mistrial bid, and it's 3 weeks after Brooklyn DA Ken Thompson made sentencing recommendations of no jail time. Akai Gurley's family and community members are outraged by the sentencing delay and the attempts to protect Liang from accountability. They will hold a rally and news conference today at the Brooklyn Supreme Court, 320 J Street. That's at 9:30 a.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.